I'm Sophia.
I'm Gigi.
And I'm Chloe.
And welcome to Unfiltered,
the podcast where three best friends take a deep dive into the things that shape our everyday lives, from school and work to wellness, lifestyle, and everything in between, including research and credible guest speakers.
We're here to have the conversations that don't always make it to your social feeds. The unfiltered discussions on food, pop culture, and the reality of navigating life as teenagers.
From revision techniques that actually work, to the latest in music, celebrity culture, and even whether investing as a teen is worth it. We're covering it all. Expect honest takes and expert insights.
So, whether you're looking for a new study hack, food recommendations, or just a space to unwind, we've got you.
Join us every week for real talk, real experiences, and nothing but the truth.
This is Unfiltered.
Hi guys, again Gigi's not here because she's at a match.
But today we're going to do our 5 minute or around 5 minute episode of Sophia's Healthy and Quick Meals.
Let's start with breakfast. This is a 5 to 10 minute making and cooking, which is around 120 to 450 calories and around 30 grams of protein. You will need
one banana, half a teaspoon of vanilla extract, one egg, third of a cup of quick oats, half a teaspoon of cinnamon, and a pinch of salt.
I've actually made this and it was so good, which is why I included it. But with those ingredients, you can basically eye them. It doesn't actually matter, but those are the measurements if you want them. Also, you can add things like vanilla essence or almond oil or cinnamon to make it more flavorful. So you start by adding a banana to a bowl, mush it up, add one egg, the third of a cup of quick oats, and then the vanilla extract, cinnamon and salt, and then you put it in a frying pan and scramble it like you would scramble eggs, and that's it done. And then you can have it with yogurt and strawberries or bananas or the fruit of your choice.
It's naturally sweet because the banana adds natural sweetness, so you don't need much added sugar. And it also takes around 10 minutes, so it's quick. And if you're busy in the morning, then you can just make it really quickly. You can also like vary the toppings, and if you want to make it your own, you can.
Mm-hmm.
And the egg and banana mashed together makes oats extra creamy and satisfying.
And I really liked it because it was really subtle. Like, it felt healthy and yum, and with the fruit flavors, it was really nice. Do you want to say?
For the serving, amount per serving?
Yeah.
So further details about this, you said it was around 120 to 450 calories, right?
Yeah.
And then fat 7 grams, saturated fat 2 grams. Cholesterol 186 milligrams, sodium 132 milligrams, carbohydrates 43 grams, fiber 6 grams, sugar 15 grams, and protein 30 grams.
Yeah, and it's very good because it's like very simple, it's so quick. It's like scrambling some eggs, and you can keep it in the fridge or up somewhere and add it to different flavors of yogurts with different fruits. So you can have it for a few days in the week and then make some more. And it's really simple and quick. On to lunch.
There are so many options, and the one that Sophia has chosen is creamy chicken sausage pasta. So do you want to talk us through, like, do you want to say macros?
Macros.
Do you want to talk us through the macros?
So it has 451 calories, 30 grams of protein, 53 carbs, and 16 grams of fat. You need
8 ounces of pasta. Sophia used rigatoni, so you can use that, or you can vary it if you want to. 1 tablespoon of olive oil, 1 package of chicken sausages, 12 ounces of that. What did you use for your chicken sausages?
I used 12 ounces of Belinsky mom's. I definitely made this one, didn't I? Anyway, 2 cups of sliced mushrooms,
4 cups of spinach, and then roughly chopped, 2 cups marinara sauce, or you can add more if you want it. Half a cup of goat's cheese, or two ounces, same thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Salt and pepper, and then optional toppings include grated Parmesan cheese, fresh basil, fresh parsley, and red pepper flakes.
Yeah, and I got this recipe from eatthegains.com.
Oh, I know that one.
For this, the instructions are you cook the pasta, then you cook the chicken sausage. I think both of those are quite self-explanatory. You cook the veggies, and then you assemble.
Cool.
Amazing.
So that was your lunch.
Okay, on to snacks. I've got a few, but I'm just going to go through them because they're quick ones. You have apple nachos, which have two apples, 1/4 cup of peanut butter, 1/4 cup of granola, 1/4 cup of dried cranberries or raisins, and 1 tablespoon of mini chocolate chips. The macros are 511 calories, total fat of 22 grams, saturated fat of 5 grams, sugar is 54 grams, and protein is 11 grams, with 10 grams of fiber and 78 grams of carbohydrates.
This takes 5 minutes, and how to make it? Slice apples into flat slices or wedges, and then lay the apples over a plate or platter. Drizzle the apple slices with peanut butter and sprinkle the granola, dried cranberries, or you can use raisins, and chocolate chips. Add more or less of any ingredient and feel free to brainstorm up your own fun toppings.
Onto peanut butter banana bites. Basically, what you do is you slice a banana, add some peanut butter to one of the slices, and then top with another slice. And that's it.
Cool. And then you can melt a little dark chocolate on top or dip half of it in the chocolate, and then you can freeze it for later.
It's the perfect afternoon snack as they help give you a little burst of energy because of the extra protein and the healthy carbs, making them an ideal snack to tide you over until dinner time. On to that, we have chicken and broccoli pasta.
Cook the pasta and broccoli. So to do this, get a pot of salted water and then cook the pasta according to the time on the package. And then while the pasta cooks, you can steam or blanch the broccoli until tender. That's about 3 to 4 minutes, and then drain and set aside.
Then you cook the chicken, heat with 2 tablespoons of olive oil, and season the diced chicken with salt and pepper. Cook for 5 to 7 minutes until brown and cooked through. Remove from the skillet and set aside.
And then you make the sauce. So in the same skillet, add 1 tablespoon of olive oil and saute the minced garlic for 1 to 2 minutes or until fragrant. Add the heavy cream, Parmesan cheese, salt and pepper, and stir until the cheese is melted. And the sauce will thicken slightly then. If the sauce is too thick, you can add a splash of pasta water and then make it your desired consistency.
To combine the dish, add the cooked pasta, chicken and broccoli to the skillet with the sauce. Toss everything together until well coated and heated through. And if you want, you can add a pinch of red pepper flakes for a bit of spice and garnish with fresh parsley.
Serve it warm with extra Parmesan cheese if you want.
If you want, you can use leftover chicken or rotisserie chicken for a faster option. And you can try adding other vegetables like bell peppers or mushrooms for extra flavour and texture.
For a lighter version, you can swap the heavy cream with low-fat milk or a dairy-free alternative.
And then I got this from justworthy.com. On to desserts.
She has got strawberry yogurt bites. This is a more of a simpler one where you have to cut the strawberries, add the yogurt, add a bit of honey, vanilla or almond extract, and then you can also add cinnamon. Put on the tray in blobs and freeze.
And if you want, you can coat it in chocolate. Speaking of chocolate, another really quick dessert. If you have raspberries, just put some chocolate chips inside and then you have a really cute snack, which is really easy to do.
And that's quick as well.
Yeah. And that's the healthy
day.
Yeah.
So yeah, that sounded great.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for joining.
Bye. Bye.